Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
You know, we're broadcasting live without a safety net. And the reason I say that, class, is we're having a small emergency right here at the farm, right now. And as many of you may know, we heat our house and our domestic hot water with an outdoor wood furnace. And what we do is we put wood in there and it heats this water tank that surrounds the firebox. And so this thing's outside. It looks like the size of a backdoor shed with a chimney. That's what it looks like. It's all made out of steel. And it holds about 400 gallons of water. And that water is the reservoir that is pumped underground through to the house. And then it heats the hot water in the hot water heater. And it also heats the heat exchangers in the ductwork. Well, the pump failed last night that circulates the water. So as that failed, the water in the outdoor wood furnace got hotter and hotter and hotter. And this morning, Mrs. Finelli was checking on it, and she said it hit 213 degrees. As y'all know, water boils at 212 at sea level. It boils at a lower temperature up here in the mountains. And so it's a small emergency. So our son said, "So can you help me right now?" And I said, "I'm going on the air." He goes, "Yeah." So here he is. He's swapping out the pump. And so I've been running around like a madman trying to get the system hooked up so we can put more water into the reservoir. So these things happen, and they happen sometimes live without a safety net. So, class, you know, if you think about, you know, water comes out of the faucet, food comes out of the grocery store, etc., it's not magic. There are things that are necessary to make our lives a little bit more pleasant. And this pump, it's made by a company called Taco, T-A-C-O, or Taco, T-A-C-O. And they last about 2 or 3 years, and then they quit. So we keep about 6 of them on hand as spares.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you why, Dr. Sheely. You know, they used to be about $78, $88, $98, $108, $128. They keep going up and up in price. So I figured, well, what the heck? We'll get, you know, a decade's worth. And they may even stop making them. Who knows, right? So that's why we keep that many in stock. So we're ready to go. It's just that we thought that this failure was going to happen in a couple days. And, you know, I'd get a chance to fix it this afternoon. That was my plan. But, you know, I was preempted by the failure. So I just wanted to share with our class, things happen. Things happen. And just the way life is. And anyway, Dr. Sheely, anything new with you that you'd like to share before we get into some of my questions?
No. Open line 1B.
Okay. All right. So, Dr. Sheely and class, weeks ago, I was invited by my pulmonologist at the hospital to come in and discuss the results of my latest CAT scan. So I've had, you know, I think 3 of them so far over, you know, a bunch of years. And they want to see if I still have a pulse. So I made that appointment and I went. And, you know, typically I don't like being late. So I arrived early because I don't like to keep people waiting, you know, for me because of, you know, my carelessness, if you will. So I want to make sure that I'm there on time. So I do everything I can to make sure I'm not careless. And so my son and I were in the parking lot in the truck at the hospital. That's where the appointment was, and in Springfield, Missouri. And so we're sitting in the truck waiting until about, you know, maybe 5 minutes before the appointment arrival time. And so we got out of the car, and they require masks. So he was putting his mask on. He got out the passenger side. I got out the driver's side. I was putting my mask on. And I saw this guy coming toward us. You know, he's kind of standing around. And then all of a sudden, he's coming toward us. Middle-aged guy, maybe in his 40s. And it looked like he wanted to be friends. But he had some special characteristics that, you know, made it interesting. One, he had tattoos, like, all over his hands, his arms. He was wearing, like, a short-sleeved shirt. And his face. His neck was tattooed. His face was tattooed. I'm talking about, you know, his cheeks, his forehead, his neck. This guy was like, he went for the 100% coverage tattoo system. And so he was coming towards me, and I thought, I don't really like this. I don't want to pull a gun on him. I don't want, you know, I want him to stay away. I wanted to be polite and still make friends at the same time. So what I did, Dr. Shealy, was, and I planned on doing this, but I thought it'd be in a different kind of a situation. So what I did was, as he got really close, maybe 6 feet away, maybe eight, I put up my finger like, just a minute, please. You know, like if you're going to say something and you know, you just want to take that swallow or whatever it is, you don't say it in words. You just put your finger up and you say, just like, just a minute without saying it. Okay. So I put my finger up and the next thing I did was like that. Do you know he didn't want to be friends after that? Absolutely true. Now, I didn't think I was going to do it, you know, for that reason. I had it in the back of my mind that someday I was going to be doing this. And I thought, you know, people are concerned about COVID and catching it and, you know, those kinds of things. And I think that's all reasonable. But this guy obviously wanted money or something, probably money. And so I was hacking for about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 seconds, something like that. And as I did that, he took off. I mean, he couldn't get out of there fast enough. And then when he was maybe 50, 60 feet away, he yelled back, "Hey, man, like all I wanted was directions, man." But he was a beggar. He had his backpack on. It looked like he had all of his worldly possessions on his back. And it looked like he had made lots of strategic and tactical mistakes, like tattooing his whole face. And the only kind of job that I could think that he could be hired for would be a warehouse job where, you know, public wouldn't see him, or, you know, a telemarketer or something like that. But he certainly wouldn't be suitable, in my opinion, for interfacing with the public. I mean, you wouldn't want a nurse that looked like that. You wouldn't want a doctor that looked like that. You wouldn't even want a restaurant server that looked like that, right?
Absolutely.
So those are my thoughts about what I did. By the way, I really thought that that would be the thing that I would do if the police pulled me over, you know, and said, license and registration, you know, coming up to my door, and I'd roll my window down, and license and registration. I thought, you know, to be polite, I'd cough in my hands, you know, hack, hack, hack in my hands, and then kind of wipe my wet hands on my blue jeans, and then say, my license is in my pocket, my rear pocket. It would be okay if I go get it. And I figured they'd say, I tell you what, never mind. That's my thought. Any comments about Vinny's antics, or his latest antics?
Be prepared.
Yeah. So, class, you know, think about the situations that may occur to you and what you would do. You know, the time to think about what you might do in a strange situation is way before. So, I mean, I knew I was going to do this. I just didn't know exactly when. And this guy was my first chance to test it out. And it absolutely positively works. It seems to me that if someone coughs in a room, every head turns toward that person. Every head. That's my experience. So, Dr. Shealy, I had a really wonderful experience last week. Dr. Amber Abernethy came on the air with us, and she taught a class about conscientious psychology. And what a pick you made in the selection of Dr. Amber Abernethy. She is a fireball. I mean, she's got a lot of energy. She's got a lot of information. She can deliver it quickly, efficiently, concisely. What what a hoot in terms of being on the air. I mean, she's great. Any comments about her?
Well, she is a good person. I'm very happy to have her in the position of a conscientious psychologist.
Yeah, yeah. And she's going to come back on the air with us, I believe, this week, later on this week. I think it's the 28th, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the calendar in front of me. And we talked about a bunch of things, some of the studies that she is working on with you, that you wanted to find some statistical answers to. And one of the things that she mentioned was the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device study. And she mentioned that she is using it as well as I am. And she said that she has these vivid, vivid dreams. Not only does she have them, there are some people who are in the study that have them, and they're so vivid that one person just can't do it because they're powerful dreams. And I have to say that the dreams that I have are absolutely powerful, and they're things that it's not like I'm dreaming about something I dread, or I'm dreaming about something I did in the past, or I'm dreaming about something I want to do. I mean, these are like strange, strange dreams. Let me give you an example. One of them, and I only remember a little bit of it, was someone needed a ride. And I don't know where to. I don't know where the ride was going. But this person needed a ride. I don't know how I got involved in this thing. And I didn't have a vehicle, which is really strange because, you know, we do. So, and I don't even know if it was a he or a she that needed the ride, but we'll say they. They needed a ride. I was trying to help. I don't know why I was trying to help because I didn't know this person. I don't know if it was an emergency or just needed a ride, you know, down the road. I have no idea what it was about. But that was a dream, and it lasted for hours. And I was frantically trying to help this person, you know, by providing a ride. That's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. Now, am I in the business of worrying about giving people rides? Absolutely not. Any thoughts about what this might mean, Dr. Shealy?
Well, in general, I've never been as certain as Carl Jung was that dreams have meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mine are so all over the place. And I always have been a heavy dreamer. So I wouldn't know if it made a change because I call it what I do wall-to-wall dreaming all night.
Okay, and are they in color or black and white?
Oh, always in color.
And do they have sound?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Voices, sound.
Okay. And when you dream, do you think that you're running? I mean, are you in their bed like doing a marathon or jumping off
well,
the high dive?
I'm flying. Sometimes I'm flying in midair.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Always speedy.
Yeah. So are you saying that your dreams are always something that is of an urgent need for you to respond? Is that,
no,
is that what you're saying?
No, I would say just active.
Okay. Seems like when I... Here's an example of a type of a dream that I've had in the past, not recently. But I'm in the water and I'm swimming. And I'm trying to get to, you know... land. And it's really tough. And I'm swimming and swimming and swimming and swimming. And it's like for hours I'm swimming. I'm worn out. I mean, I am absolutely flat out worn out. And I don't even get there. And, you know, that would be the whole dream. The whole dream would be, you know, one continuation of that. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor, in just a couple minutes, right after these commercial announcements.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And if you'd like to contact his office, see if you'd like to get an appointment with medical doctor, Dr. Norm Shealy, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And please call during business hours, and you'll reach his office, and one of the staff will make sure that Dr. Shealy is aware of whatever it is that you'd like. And so you can get a telecommunications type of doctor's appointment. You can schedule an in-person visit with him and meet him in person. So, or if you just want to have a telephone conversation, that can happen. So it'll also be scheduled, but 417-351-5221. Any comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, we're here to help those who are ready to escape the system.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I wrote a book years ago called Third Party Rape. And the third party includes the government, of course, the legal profession, the hospitals, and to a large extent, the medical profession and the insurance mafia. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play goes on.
So that includes the government, the legal profession, hospitals, and the insurance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a copy of the book. Thank you very much. Mine is personalized. Thank you, Dr. Shealy. Yeah. And how many books are you up to at the moment?
40.
Yeah. I was going to say 39, so I'm off by a couple of days. Yeah, yeah. Anything new in your world that you think we need to know about?
Well, the one that I'm most intrigued with for the last month is colloidal gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around. 200 years. And interestingly, although everybody almost knows about colloidal silver, the information about colloidal gold is not widespread. And it does appear to have a more generalized effect on the immune system than just colloidal silver, which seems to help immediately. But the colloidal gold appears to have a constant re-energizing, if you will, of the natural immune system.
Are you going to make your own colloidal gold?
I'm not. It's intriguing, obviously, but honestly, when it comes to drinking something, I don't feel comfortable making my own.
Okay. Well, I bought a Total Dissolved Solids meter. You can buy them on the internet. It's like $10 or $15. And what you do is, this is kind of like a fat thermometer, if you will. Or a squared type of shape for a fat magic marker. I mean, it's about that size. And it's battery powered and has a LED LCD, liquid crystal display. And all you do is you put the tip of this in water and it will tell you the total dissolved solids. So if you start out with, water from the tap, you're going to get a measure of the total dissolved solids in your tap water. If you then rinse that off with distilled water, rinse off the tip of this meter with distilled water, and then put it in a fresh small amount of distilled water. You only need about an ounce. It will tell you that there's no total dissolved solids if it's really truly distilled water. So if you take distilled water and then you create colloidal silver, for example, you can check the process while you're creating it, and that's simply with electrolysis, a battery plus and minus, direct current, maybe 27 volts. Use a limiting resistor so that you limit the amount of current that goes through the anode and the cathode of the silver wire maybe that you're using, and you can determine how many parts of per million, like 5 or 20 or 100 or whatever. And so it can be done in class. If you want to look that up, you can. So I was thinking that you just take two gold coins and two alligator clips, and you want to make sure the alligator clips don't get into the distilled water, and use the gold coins as your anode and cathode. Now, of course, they're going to be large. They have to be large enough to be partially dipped into the distilled water without the alligator clips getting into the distilled water. And you can run it with some battery power, or you can make a power supply. It has to be DC. And you can check on how many parts per million. The trick is finding the gold coins, because if you use 1 ounce, they're going to be about $2,000 a piece. So it's going to be a $4,000 project without the alligator clips and the batteries, if you use 1 ounce gold coins. And you want to get them triple or quad 9, 0.999 or 0.9999.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A staunch critic of the Eastern European country of Belarus has been arrested after their president forced the plane he was on to land in the capital city of Minsk. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after being pulled off of a commercial flight. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, ordered a military jet to guide a Ryanair flight down in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. The flight was en route to Vilnius, Lithuania from Athens. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport. After about 5 hours, the flight was allowed to continue to Vilnius. Protasevich is a former editor of one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country, and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who's ruled in Belarus for 26 years. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act.
The Republic of Belarus is a landlocked country with 9.5 million citizens. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Republican lawmakers are pushing a bill to allow ICE agents to do their job after President Biden, with an executive order, hindered their efforts. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
"You know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE to do what they need to do."
The other senators co-sponsoring the bill are Tom Tillis of South Carolina and Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The CDC is investigating some rare cases of heart inflammation among vaccinated teens and young adults. The complications were more common in males than in females and showed up about 4 days after a second dose of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, are you making colloidal gold available at your website?
Well, I'm trying to get one of the two companies that I like, and we've written to both of them to see if we can become distributors, because I want to be sure that whatever we sell is good. So right now, we don't have it, but I hope we will. I won't know for another week, maybe.
Okay. And do you know about the relative cost, not the exact cost, but relative compared to colloidal silver?
Actually, it's really not that different. I mean, I would say when you look at the volume involved, it's minimally more expensive than colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are your thoughts about colloidal silver being used to treat diseases?
Well, there's no question it does help the immediate immune system. And I've recommended for many, many years Argentin 23, A-R-G-E-N-T-Y-N 23. That's the one I keep on hand.
Argentin 23, A-R-G-E-N-T-Y-N. Is that available on your website?
No. Again, we were not able to become distributors of it, but it's a good one.
Okay. Well, I use colloidal silver every day, Dr. Shuey, and I'm not recommending that anyone do what I do because I do it, but I'm just saying, here's what I've done. So I've had this lung problem where I have scar tissue. And so to keep from getting pneumonia, what I do is I take a spray of 100 parts per million colloidal silver, and I will inhale, open my mouth, inhale it, at the same time I'm spraying it. So it's a fine mist. And it's not like a nebulizer exactly. It's not that fine. And it coats my throat. And I think it actually works to prevent infections / pneumonia. Any comments about that, Dr. Shuley?
I think that's a great program. Definitely no question about it.
Okay. So, class, I have been doing that. And I've been following Dr. Shuley's protocol. And a lot of things have happened. I have been, I've been seen by the pulmonology department at the hospital and also a university hospital, and they are kind of surprised that my scar tissue is getting smaller. Now they would think that it'd be getting bigger, and it's getting smaller. So I don't think they've seen this very often. But then again, I'm not following exactly only the protocols of typical hospital recommendations. I'm taking large doses of vitamin C that Dr. Shuley recommended, Dr. Shuley's youth formulas to be specific. It's right here in the studio. And I take Dr. Shuley's essentials, which is his multivitamin, and I take serrapeptase. I take glucan. I take ashwagandha root powder. And I take taurine. And I take turmeric curcumin complex, and then of course the colloidal silver spray down my throat and into my lungs by inhaling it, and eating right. So that means no colored soda, just like no orange and no grape color and purple and blue and green and all these. I don't drink much soda anyway, and probably a six pack it would last me a couple of years. They have red dye in soda. I mean, really, why do you need red dye in soda? And if you haven't had soda for years and you go to try one, I'm not sure why I used to think this stuff was good. It's terrible. It's really terrible. And once you start drinking just water, filtered water, ProPure water, for example, you get used to it, and you don't want other things. As a matter of fact, Dr. Shuley, something interesting has happened. I decided to cut out coffee, decaffeinated coffee, regular coffee, 50-50 mix of decaffeinated and regular. And I did it, and then my wife said, well, shoot, if you're not going to have coffee, then no sense in firing up the coffee pot. And our son said, if you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. So now we don't drink any coffee. And no one seems to miss it, Dr. Shuley, nobody.
Well, it's interesting. I do like Earl Grey tea. Earl Grey tea has bergamot in it. The bergamot itself is really good for the brain.
I'm so glad you said that, because I didn't understand why the English were so keen on Earl Grey tea. Okay, so it's brain food.
It is brain food, and it's safe.
Okay.
In fact, I get Stash's double bergamot, more than single bergamot.
And what are your thoughts in general about tea?
Well, the amount of caffeine is half or less what it is in coffee. And in general, I consider a cup of tea or two a day perfectly fine.
And how do you feel about
bergamot?
Okay. How about green tea versus orange pekoe tea?
Well, according to some studies, green tea is better for the immune system, but I happen personally to prefer black tea just to taste.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dr. Shealy, I did something that I do consistent basis. I don't do it very often. But when I hear a commercial on Genesis Communications Network, I just, I hear the commercial, and I listen for the phone number and I write it down during the broadcast. And then during maybe the next break, I will call that company. I'll say, hi, I'm Vin Finelli, and I'm part of a radio broadcast classroom, and you guys are advertising on our broadcast, and I just want to say thank you. And I'd like to talk to the CEO. Well, I heard this commercial, and I just, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what the company's name was. And I'll tell you what they say, and I couldn't figure it out. Tahibo Tea Club. I didn't know what that meant, Tahibo Tea Club. So I didn't know if it was the name of a person, Tahibo, or what. So the website, I heard him say, shopsupertea.com. So I went to shopsupertea.com, and I found the telephone number, and I called it. And the owner of the company answered the phone, and I explained to him that I'm Vin Finelli, and this is what we do, and I just want to say thank you. That's all. The only reason I called is to say thank you. And I think he was kind of surprised that a broadcaster would call and say thank you to a sponsor. Now, I'm not receiving any revenue from this. You're actually paying Genesis Communications Network. And they are kind enough to let us broadcast there. So, yeah, I really appreciate it, and I know they appreciate it. And so, but you know what? I just want you all to know that, you know, when you say Tahibo Tea Club, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what to type in. I just want to let you know that it's really kind of confusing to me. And he said, yeah. Yeah, and he agrees. And so I don't know if he's going to change his commercial or what, but I had a great little chat with him, and I said, you know what, you've got this information about how this is beneficial to the immune system, etc. I'd like you to come on the air. So here's what this is, Dr. Shealy. It's Tahibo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, Tahibo. Have you heard of that kind of tea? Because I
have not. I heard the ad this morning, but I have not personally heard of that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he said he wanted. You know, I didn't ask him for anything. I didn't ask him for favors or anything. I just said, I'm just glad that you're broadcasting. But I do want you to know that I can't. You know, I can't figure out what Tahibo, how to spell it, etc. And so I invited him to come on the air and talk about his tea, because I do that every once in a while if I like the people. If I don't like them, I don't do that. So he said he wanted to send me some today. And I said, well, normally I don't accept gifts like that, but I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will try it, and I will report back what I think. And if you agree to that, great. So he sent me some. So next time I swing by, I've got some sealed packages of it. Next time I swing by, I'd like to bring some your way, Dr. Shealy, if you would like to try it and tell me what you think as well.
Of course, you know, I do like, I grew up on tea rather than coffee. Mm-hmm. And I guess I've had it all my life. In the summer, of course, I drink it iced tea with peppermint.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I remember that back in the 60s and the 50s with my mom making iced tea and going out into the garden and picking some mint, and we didn't call it peppermint or spearmint, we just called it mint. And evidently, I checked with Mrs. Finelli, we have both here at our farm, and those plants take over. So, I mean, Yeah, they don't like being lonely, they invite all their friends. And once you get one plant of it, you've got 1,000 literally. So our whole garden, our whole raised bed garden, is surrounded by mint plants. But yeah, okay. So next time I'm in Springfield, I'll drop one of these sealed packages off your way. Now it's a bark, and I don't know much about it, but evidently. They've done some studies with brain cancer and diabetes and colon and pancreatic cancer and tooth infection, etc. So I'm looking forward to learning more about this. Okay, so I'm actually a fan of green tea. And that's what I've been drinking probably for the last 20, 30 years or so. But, okay. When we were talking last week with Dr. Amber Abernathy from your passion, which is conscientious psychology, we're talking about a new invention of yours, which is an oil to treat pain. And I sent you an email about that. Is that something that you can discuss on the air or not?
Yeah. You know, so far we have only 5 people who've tried it, and all of us think it relieves pain excellent with no side effects. I do want to get at least 10 before we put it on the market. But it is one of my most unusual blends because it has no carrier oil in it. It's all direct oils, but they're 5 different blends.
And can you tell the class how it would be applied? So, for example, let's say a person has let's say you have a regular knee, but it hurts. I mean, not an artificial knee.
Well, it's a roll-on bottle, and you just roll it all around the area of pain. You could do the whole knee, or if it's only half of the knee, you can roll it on. But just cover the area of this pain, cover the skin over which there's or under which there's pain.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like the fire bliss, the air bliss, the water bliss, the crystal bliss.
Well, there you're just applying it to a spot,
Right.
But here you're applying to a broader area of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, it could be 5 or 10 inches in diameter even.
Okay. How long does it take to work?
In general, anywhere from 10 to 60 minutes.
Okay. Very good. We'll be back with Dr. Shealy right after these few short commercial announcements.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Oh, jeez. So I just checked on the family, see how they're doing, and everything's really working well, except for the one of the Chinese fittings that you can only buy Chinese fittings today in our plumbing system that handles the hot water from the outdoor wood furnace blew. So they're trying to prevent a flood in the basement. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. I got to tell you, on Thursday and Friday, I think maybe I'm going to turn them into Vinny Bash's The Chinese Cheap Junky Products class. I'll be talking about, I think, hour number one on Thursday will be just probably me. Maybe Kyle will be joining me. And possibly on Friday there's an hour with me. And no, there isn't, just Thursday. And so I'm going to be talking about the substandard junky Chinese products. I mean, I hate them. Dr. Sheila, yesterday I called Harbor Freight Tools. That's a Chinese factory tool outlet almost in the United States. And they've destroyed pretty much Craftsman, you know, the Sears Craftsman brand. So because they sell cheap tools and people will buy them instead of Craftsman. Well, we had one of those air hoses that you inflate tires with, one of those red rubber ones, you know, the heavy-duty ones. Had it in the barn a couple years, and all of a sudden, boom, it blew. And it says, you know, don't exceed 300 pounds per square inch. Well, we only reach 100 pounds per square inch. So we're like only one-third of the maximum pressure. Should be fine. There's no such air hose that can't handle 100 pounds of pressure. Anyway, so I looked at this darn hose, and it's in the barn. It's out of the sun, and it's cracked like every eighth of an inch. You know, just bend this hose, and you can see all these little cracks in them, these ozone cracks. And what the Chinese do in a lot of their products is they don't put these stabilizers to ensure longevity in rubber products. That includes tires. So I decided to call. I was furious. I mean, I've got two 50-footers, and I called up Harbor Freight, and I said, hey, I'm Vincent. And so I bought two of your hoses, and they've lasted a couple of years, and then one of them blew. And so, what can you do to help me? And they said, well, it was only a 90-day warranty on them. And I said, yeah, so what can you do to help me? They said, well, we're only warranted for 90 days. And I said, okay, help me understand. So are you saying that if I buy one of these, I just keep it for 90 days and then throw it away? Is that what you're saying? And the guy said, you know, this is above my pay grade. Let me get the manager. So I get this gal who's the manager, and she says, look, they're only guaranteed for 90 days. And she said, you get what you pay for. And I said, actually, you don't get what you pay for, because you say this is a heavy, heavy, long-lasting rubber hose. You don't say this is only going to last 90 days, and, you know, if you're only going to use it for 90 days, this is perfect. But, you know, I said, you don't say that in your description on the Internet. She said, we're only going to warranty it for 90 days, and that's it, period.
My opinion, nothing from China is worthwhile except fireworks.
Yeah, well,
I wish we didn't have anything allowed to be imported into this country except fireworks from China. Nothing else should be allowed in the country.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, and it's our political system, which is something that you were talking about, third-party rape, in the beginning of the broadcast, that that includes the government, the legal system, the insurance system, and the hospitalization system. So our government was involved and complicit in allowing these junky, substandard Chinese products to come into our country. And I'm talking about junky, substandard Chinese steel that rusts like crazy. We never had these problems before we started importing this Chinese junk. So the gal, by the way, the store manager said, you know, you don't. If you buy a Snap-on tool, now Snap-on is the most expensive, probably best tool ever made in its class. Whatever, if it's a wrench, Snap-on wrenches are top of the line. If it's a socket set, they're the top of the line. If it's screwdrivers, the same thing. And she said to me, you know, If you know, Snap-on tools aren't returned, you know, as often. So you get what you pay for. And I said, well, I've got a couple Snap-on tools, and I've never had a problem with them. But in terms of your Harbor Freight ratcheting breaker bar, we've broken three of those. In terms of your Harbor Freight wobble three-eighths and extension socket extensions, we break them all the time. I said, they're substandard. And, you know, she knew it. She knew they're substandard. But here's what happened. Because they have dominated the market, there's some things that you can only get from those lousy Harbor Freight people. It's wrong.
I personally think everybody ought to sue every company in this country who has things made made in China. But it's the companies, because they should be making them here, not in China.
Yeah, or just bring it all back and start raising your voice like this thing failed, and say, I don't expect it to fail. I want it replaced, or I want my money back, and I'll go buy it someplace else. But the problem is, where else are you going to get it? They've dominated the market so much that the Chinese are the only ones that make it in terms of tools. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.